But today we land on chapter 7, verse 1, which I think is one of the most timely verses for us as a church that there is in this book. And it says this: "Now concerning the matters about which you wrote," stop. Now that's not where the verse stops, but that's where we're going to stop. Eight words, we're only going to go eight words into it. "Now concerning the matters about which you wrote." Now concerning. We'll see this, that phrase repeated over and over and over again throughout the rest of Corinthians. We'll see it later on in 7:25, chapter 8, verse 1, chapter 12, verse 1, chapter 16, verse 1, chapter 16, verse 25. He'll say, now concerning. And what I don't want us to miss is that the Corinthian church, they were relating to Paul. They were relating to apostolic relationship in such a way. And the question that arises, well, how did that work? How did the New Testament churches relate to the apostles? How did the apostolic, how did the Corinthian church and the New Testament churches, Ephesus, Colossae, how did they relate to one another geographically and to the apostles as the apostles would come in, plant, give a foundation and move on? And how does that work? And so that's what we're going to look at today. "Now concerning the matters about which you wrote," let's pray. Father, we thank you for timely words. Lord, we thank you for words spoken in season. And Lord, we believe this is a word for us in this very hour. So we pray that you would stir in us. Lord, you give us the vision of what's going on here. Lord, speak to us. Enlarge our vision, Lord. Awaken us, Lord, to your vision, to your realities, Lord. Father, where we've closed our eyes, where we've dozed off, Lord, where we've checked out, Lord, I pray you would awaken us this morning. Grip us by your vision. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have the Corinthian church relating to Paul. We read earlier in Corinthians, Paul spent a significant amount of time in Corinth. He's now moved on to Ephesus. He wrote the book of Corinthians from Ephesus. He wrote them letters from Ephesus. So he's receiving a letter from them, and they're asking him things. They're interacting with him. They're realizing somehow that they're not an authority unto themselves. They're looking out beyond themselves to something else, to someone else. Because he's about to address some issues. He's going to be going into marriage issues, singleness issues, to issues that are going to be very helpful for us as a church, and we'll be getting to those in the weeks ahead. Yeah, just pass that thing on. Yeah, just put beef down, hon. Something beefy. No pressure. So we have a church. Again, we can read these verses very quickly and miss what's happening. Paul's literally writing them a letter in response to something. Now, we don't have what they wrote. We don't know who wrote that. We don't know what parts of the Corinthian church. I don't know if it was the leaders that wrote them, or maybe some disgruntled folks that wrote them, or maybe some folks that were messing around in their marriages. Hey, they kind of wanted support, so they're writing to him, hoping that he'll kind of support them. But he begins to lay down a response. But I don't want us to miss that they actually wrote to him. They related to him in a way. So our question, and my question, is how did these churches relate to one another? How did they relate to apostolic leadership? Earlier this year, back January specifically, maybe even December into January, I spoke about some strategic processes, some things we felt were really on our radar for this year of 2012. I talked about in January, hey, we have a blank yard of snow out there. Now, it didn't snow a whole lot. We got most of our snow in October last year. But anyway, we have this yard with no footprints in it. And when we look back at the year of 2012, when we come up to Christmas, Jeff, and we're kind of looking back, what are the tracks going to look like in the yard here? And two of the things I felt very specific were going to be in leadership transitions as well as apostolic relationship for us as a church. Those are two things on the radar. We're going to talk more about leadership issues in the weeks to come. Today, I want to deal with our transition, our emergence, our looking in to apostolic relationship a little bit more. I've been talking about New Frontiers for months now, If you haven't been regular here, we have you on a special list, and we'll be contacting you. But you really need to kind of catch up on what's going on. I'm fairly open on Sunday mornings. I'll do, you know, we don't send a newsletter per se, but you have to come Sunday morning. It's important to hear, or you're kind of like, huh? So if you're hearing New Frontiers for the first time, I'm going to say you haven't been here much this year. So, but I'm trying to endeavor to be very open about our engagement with them and our looking in process with this apostolic sphere called New Frontiers, this family of churches called New Frontiers. Many of you I know have gone out and looked on the websites and got information, and you're reading the books and articles, which is fantastic. This last Thursday, I spent the day in Boston with a lot of the East Coast regional pastors and some of their oversight, and just was so encouraged by my time with them. So leaving Baltimore in the dark and coming back to Baltimore in the dark on Thursday is not necessarily the greatest experience. Those of you that travel, I have a great appreciation for you. There's a gentleman that I sat next to on the plane. We had a 6 o'clock flight out of Baltimore up to Boston, and I sat next to him. And when we were going through security at 7:30 at night in Boston, there he was behind me. He says, I do this 2-3 times a week. Like, God bless you. You know, on long days. But I was up in Boston for the day just meeting with folks, and a couple folks that you'll get to meet in November. I'll give you some dates at the end of the day today. They're going to come and visit and get to know you guys. And so we'll have guidelines being on your best behavior and that kind of thing. So we'll talk about all that. But I've been always very helped. I've been very helped, very encouraged in our time together and relating together with them. Those of you that got to know Carl last weekend, it was a great time with Carl and his young guy, Bryce, who will be planning out a church in Atlanta with them, was traveling with them. And I hope you guys were encouraged. We took it on the chin a couple times, but you know, we healed. I think we're going to be okay. It was good. But as a church, we've been an independent church for many, many years. Many years we have been an independent church. Really not on, we haven't been on mission with anybody for a very long time, and that's come at a great cost to us. It's been terribly unhelpful to us as a church. I know you've felt that, been very aware of that, but these things take a little time to evolve, and we just trust God in it. But it has been very unhelpful. For one, I don't think we really even get, we don't get togetherness, we don't get corporateness. You know, some of you will not come next week to the church, to our fellowship time on the fifth Sunday. You don't get it. You don't get togetherness. It's there's an underlying, very individualistic, self-centered kind of thing going on. Like, well, I'm not going to get anything out of that, so I'm going to go. Perhaps you were here last week and you found out we were going to show a movie, so you left. You don't get it. We don't get it. We don't get that yet, but we will. We're going to get that togetherness and the corporateness of it. We will move on. We have a very fierce, independent spirit here in this place, and I don't think it's just here, but that's all I'm called to help, so that's what we're going to deal with. We do have a fiercely independent spirit in terms of, I want this, I'm not getting this, I want that. And with not a lot of regard with who God's brought into us and what our role is in ministering one to another and even ministering through our presence, being here. Okay, this is the uplifting part. But anyway, we'll move on. God, I just pray God give us grace and He gives us the ability to grow in these areas. Those are for another day, but those are just two very easy fruits that come from independence. As a church, there's just not a bigger thing going on. It's just, we get lost in that. So, I don't know about you, I'm done fighting those fights. We're moving on. Amen in that. So, as we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, because of some of these elements that I wrestle with, I'm struck by these first 8 words. Like, there's a relationship, there's a relating that they're doing with something much bigger than they are. And I want us to take a moment. We're going to quickly become the church who just watches movies, right, guys? So I want us to show, I'm going to be showing a clip from Terry Virgo for a couple reasons. He speaks directly to apostolic oversight, the role of the apostle, talking about Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our faith, talking about the 12, and then talking about the apostles of the ascended Christ, you know, in terms of apostolic reach and mission here. So Terry Virgo will be sharing, this is a clip from his 2009 International Leaders Conference in Brighton, UK. There he's addressing leaders within the movement. And I decided to do this in two ways. I was going to give, I can preach the topic, but he does it in a way that is, you can't reproduce it. So he teaches in such a, he's just a fantastic teacher. So I want us to experience that. Secondly, I want us to get to know him a little bit. Carl talked about, oh, Terry this and Terry. I said, God, these guys don't know who Terry is. They don't know Terry Virgo, the founder, kind of the father figure of the movement. And so you'll get to hear from him. So as you listen today, not only hear what he's saying, but catch the culture of which it's coming out of, the heart of which it's coming. That is what we're leaning into as a church and aligning and kind of joining in with them. He'll talk, because I've had some of you say, are we going to be a denomination? Are they oversight? Like, what are they? This will clear all of those questions up, what we're about to watch. On the topic of concerning these matters that you've written, relating with one another, this is going to be extremely helpful in our apostolic, our view of the apostolic, the apostles and their role here. This is only about half the message, or maybe even a third of the message. We're going to post it in its entirety out on the Facebook page in a little while. So if you're interested in hearing the rest, we stop it just when he goes in to talk about the specifics of how this is unfolding within the family of churches. He gives a phenomenal reports of Africa, Kenya, Sudan, and what's happening across Africa and the world. So let's take some time, and it's a good 20, 30 minutes. So he will teach us and give us a framework in the apostles. I encourage you to take notes.